And wow, wow. Spent a long time waiting for the show. I cannot tell you. It is the final show of my illustrious career. And we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm not going to talk about politics today or the virus, but we are going to have fun. Let me just take these. Thank you, Bernadette. Okay, I just need a second. Tony, sing something.
You don't want me to sing. Joe, as you and I have been talking for a long time, today's not going to be easy.
No, today's not easy. I saw Tony as he was walking into the building today, and let me tell you, the emotion is clear on his face.
I said last night, and you know, I was thinking about this and how the day would unfold, and you know, you tend to think of, okay, what am I going to say? And I was like, all right, you know, I'm gonna be strong. You know, this is not goodbye, this is just, you know, okay, I'll see you until next time. But come in, and like you said, I get all emotional, and maybe that's the Italian in me. We're being bombarded with messages, you know, wishing obviously Sandy the best.
You know how I know this is a big day?
Oh.
This is a three Scott day. I got messages from Scott Levin, Scott Westermeyer, and Scott Beeler. Now, Scott Levin will probably give me a wink or something tonight on the news on channel. Is he back yet? I'm not sure if he's back yet because he had back problems, and I think he had an operation. But I was hoping he would be able to give me a wink. Scott Westermeyer could fill a tooth. Scott Beeler sent a very, very nice a gift last night. I was very surprised. And it is lovely, and thank you so much. Today's show, we're going to talk basically about two things, and we'll fill it in with some dirt. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. And, you know, I don't have much time, but I got enough time for that. I can tell you that. Hang in there. We're going to talk about my retirement and your marriage advice. Now, I'm retiring in a couple hours, all right? And I'm getting married in a very short amount of time, so this is like last-minute stuff, but I think I'm going to need it. It's going to be important to me. And I'm going to talk about some of the people that I've worked with, some of the people I work with now, good, bad, or indifferent, and talk about the career in general. And let's start with a commercial. You know, none of this is possible without a commercial. And, you know, they tell you when you're negotiating a contract, they talk in terms of commercials. You say, okay, I'll do that shift. Will it pay me six commercials an hour? They say, six, we'll give you seven commercials an hour. Right now I'm working on a commercial a week. So it's not quite as good as the past. You recognize that, Tony? You can tell, right?
Yes. Are you going to sing and dance for more?
I am going to sing, dance, and wash the general manager's car. And we're going to do all of that today on News Radio 930 WBEN. There's no way I can thank all of the people behind the scenes, the people who work here at the radio station and the radio stations that I've worked at. There's no way I can thank all of them without forgetting somebody. I know I will. I'm very sorry if I do, but like two commercials ago, you heard the voice of Todd Brody. Todd Brody's the production director. When I get off the air up to today, every day, he would have copy for me, and we would go in, and I'd record it. Sometimes he had to edit it. Sometimes when you have a cold or some kind of a allergy thing, he would actually take the little discrepancies in your voice out. And is a remarkable man, besides recording the commercials for himself, because he's got a great voice, much better than mine, he would do that. So oftentimes I would leave the studio with it uncut, and then hear it on the air cut, and it sounded fabulous. So I don't know how I'll ever thank Todd Brody, but I would like to thank him. We've all benefit from a guy like him. Also, every once in a while in our Give Me Your Retirement and Marriage Advice Memory Show, which we're doing today, I'll talk about some people that you may or may not know, but who were important in letting me get to this term of 60 years in broadcasting. Well, let's start with one guy in particular, okay? Tony Caligiuri. I want to start with Tony Caligiuri. Now, some of you out there, if you listen to the show every day, think, oh, Tony just laughs at everything Sandy says, and that's that. He's the you're Johnny Carson. He's Ed McMahon. You couldn't be further from the truth. The truth is, when I came to Buffalo, I had been doing music as a disc jockey, not just a disc jockey, but a Hall of Fame disc jockey. I hate to mention that, but yes. So when I came here, I had not that much interest nor experience in talking about politics. But we started the show, and if you're going to do a talk show, you got to do politics for sure. And Tony knew politics. He knew it at a level I certainly didn't. I knew the superficial level of reading the paper, and that's about it, listening to a newscast or watching a newscast. But he knew the players. He knew who was it and who wasn't it. And he taught me that. And that's how I learned. That's how I got interested in politics. He got me interested in it every day. Every day that we worked it, I knew I could count on him. And so he is responsible for that, and I want everybody to know that. And it wasn't me. I was his student, and he was the teacher. And he did, I think, a damn good job. Absolutely. Now, for the rest of you, I would like to discuss, if you would like, your retirement and marriage advice memories. Because, as I said, I'm retiring in less than 3 hours, and so I have no experience in retiring. You have an experience in retiring. I'd like to hear from you if you have any good stories in retirement. I always tell the story about Irv Weinstein's wife, who said that when he retired, he drove her crazy simply because he didn't have a hobby. So some of the advice I got right away is get a hobby. All right, let's go to line one. It would be Cinema Bob Stilson. Hello there, Cinema Bob.
Hi, is this the KB request line?
This is. Do you have a favorite song or movie you'd like to request?
Yeah. I was wondering if you could play some Blossom Deary.
Oh, Blossom Deary is my favorite. She's a deary, that Blossom Deary.
Why, yes, she is. So
I was going to mention you, Bob. You didn't even give me a chance to mention you. I was going to mention what a great talent you are and what a great time I had doing the movie show with you. How long did we do the movie show together?
We did the movie show for 20 years.
Wow.
20. Wow. Pretty amazing. And I was always, I mean, you were such a tremendous talent to work with. I mean, you are the ultimate safety net for somebody who hasn't really done a lot of radio previously. But it was such a great time doing the show. Really, really enjoyed it. And I was always very appreciative that I was doing the show in prime real estate. If you go to most other cities, the movie critic gets 3 minutes to talk, and it's maybe on Sunday morning. But I had a full hour in Primetime Beach, which was an extraordinary.
I'll tell you this, Bob. I liked movies, still do, but I didn't know movies the way you do. I didn't know the directors. I didn't know where the movies were shot. I didn't know about the outtakes. You had a clinical knowledge of movies. Now you must be going a little crazy, even if you're not doing a movie show with all the movie theaters shut down.
It's very peculiar. It's been very odd to watch. So, I mean, you're going to be missing a whole year. You're going to have an entire year in which nobody's really filming any movies and hardly anything's getting released. I have to wonder, too, what kind of situation they're going to have when it comes time for the fall TV season to start. Things like that where nobody's been able to film. You're going to have this dry area of dry patch of entertainment where there's just not much coming out.
You know who I've become a real fan of? Bill Fichtner.
Yeah.
Not only for the movie he shot here, but also he's in Mom. And we're late to the party for Mom, but Mom is great, by the same people that did 2 and a Half Men, and many of the same kind of situations in Mom as 2 and a Half Men. Just, he's a good actor and really all around good player.
Oh, he really is. Tremendous cast on the show. He's so good in that. He's like, to me, Bill Fichtner is like people like Gene Hackman, Spencer Tracy, Charles Durning. anytime he shows up, he is completely solid and 100% believable. He's just a tremendous talent.
When we did the movie show, did you ever run into anybody besides that director who said, pardon me for being multi-talented, the idiot who's from Buffalo? Did you ever run into any people whose movie you didn't give a great rating to who didn't appreciate it?
None of them that got back to me. Sure, occasionally we'd finish the show and I'd go out to my car and the air had been let out of the...
Hey, Bob, excuse him for being so multi-talented.
Excuse me. What was that director's name, Bob?
Vince Gallo.
That's
Vince,
it.
Yeah, Vince Gallo. He actually called me on my phone, on my desk, and didn't appreciate our review of his movie, Brown Bunny. And then he actually said, pardon me for being multi-talented. I'd never met a guy like that. It was fun.
And I think the government is looking at giving him an official pardon for being talented.
I understand, Bob, that you are on the radio again, and I'm so happy to hear that. What is your shift, and what station are you on?
I'm just a little farther down the dial. WEBR, the legendary Buffalo station, is back on the air. We're at 1440 a.m., and I'm the morning guy. I'm on with Gail Ann Huber from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. every morning, and Gail is absolutely fantastic to work with. We play the Great American Songbook, and I'm having a great time. I'm pleasantly surprised at how easy it is to get adjusted to the early morning hours.
Well, good luck. It is a bit of an adjustment because it changes your whole pattern for the 24-hour cycle. Say hi to Gail Ann for me. All the best to her. And the best to you, Bob. And thanks for being a big part of my 60th anniversary.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure to work with you and know you. I love you, man. Have a great retirement and a wonderful wedding.
Thank you, Bob. That's Cinema Bob Stilson. I've 20 years we're together. It's hard to believe. Wow. It's time flies when you're having fun. Your retirement and marriage advice. I would like to thank, but I can't, my former best friend, Don, whose marriage advice was, forget you have a couch. That's the reason I wanted to be retired, is that I did have a couch. I have two couches. I actually have two couches down here. Then I have a couch upstairs in what I call the viewing room. I got another couple. I'm a four-couch guy. And I'm thinking, you know, the work is not easy. You got to get up early. You got to do homework. Sometimes you don't get enough sleep. But at least when you retire, you can sit on the couch. That was my dream. I think that's every guy's dream. And then he says, don't. And I see the experts are always saying things I don't like. They're telling me I need more money to retire than I have. They're telling me I can't spend as much money on the couch as I'd like to, which is my dream. So far, I've not had happy returns saying I want to be on the couch as much as I want to be on the couch. How about you two guys now? Well, you're both far away from retirement, but how about my guys, Buzzy and Tony?
I'm not a couch guy. I'm more of a recliner. I would be in my recliner chair, yes.
I have a recliner, too. I have all those couches and a recliner. I'm built for horizontal positioning.
Yes. I
really How about you, Buzzy? Now, you have a right to recline because you do a lot of runs and you're very athletic. And when you get home, a nice time to take a little snooze?
Yeah, when I'm done with a run or done with a long day, I am a huge fan of the couch. I mean, sometimes I even fall asleep and wake up the next morning still on the couch. The one thing I would look forward to when I retire, 80 years from now, will probably be I'll be able to work out more. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, gee, I wish you had told me that 60 years ago. I'd have jumped off a cliff.
Well, in New York State, we can't work out now anyway, so.
Thank you very much. Yes, the show they do for you will be up. He didn't jump off the cliff. He actually stayed on the recliner.
You want to borrow my weights?
All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Kitchen Company. I'm Sandy Beach. The final, you know, everything has an end. There's an end to your cookies, an end to your pie, and an end to your radio broadcasting with me. But I'm sure we'll have great shows continuing on. And David Bellavia, man, if he's good enough to win the medal, he's good enough to do this show. I can tell you that. I'm very, very proud of the fact that I'm being succeeded by a Medal of Honor winner. I'm sure if my mother knew that, she'd be very happy too. But good luck to David. And as I said, if you've read his book, go out there and kick some ass, and I'm sure he will. Let's go to, let's see, Penny Wolfgang, I think, on line four. Line four, Penny, on News Radio 930. Hello.
Yes, good morning. I've been a fan of yours for so long, and I'm just calling to say how much we're going to miss you on the air.
Well, we may miss each other on the air, but not at dining. We like to dine together, usually lunch, sometimes breakfast, and I always look forward to that.
I do, too. So I have no advice for you because, as everyone knows, we've been friends forever, and you never listen to me.
Well, everybody else had, in your career, when you were still working, everybody else had to listen to you. I'm the first person in your life that, besides Michael, that probably didn't have to.
Right, absolutely. So, like everything I told you, you did the opposite. So,
well, that's good advice, I think. I took my own counsel.
Yeah, as I said, don't retire, you did. I said, don't get married, you're going to, and here we are.
And I said, don't send him to the clink, and you did.
I did. No, just the opposite.
Now, you're going to officiate at the wedding of Bernadette and myself. I assume you're not going to throw in any trick phrases or anything, are you?
If I am, I'm keeping them a secret. you know I am. You know I am.
You always do, and it's, you have a really nice touch for that. So I'll see you at the wedding, Judge.
Okay, I can't wait.
Okay, thank you very much, Judge Penny Wolfgang. Next would be, let's see, Dan Nevereth on the hotline. What do you know, Dan Nevereth? Hello there, Dan.
Oh, Sandy. Hey, it's great to talk to you on this, your last broadcast. It's a bittersweet thing. I just have some advice for you. You were talking about the couch, okay? Unfortunately, because I lost my lucrative broadcasting job, I can't afford a couch. I do have a folding chair.
A folding chair?
Yes. And I want you to know that I could do the wedding for you a lot cheaper than Penny Wolfgang, because I also am an ordained minister, and I even have the credentials to prove that, okay? So I could do that. I'll leave that up to you. You know, if I know Penny's your friend, and I want to give you some marital advice, okay?
Marital advice. Okay, what is it?
Okay. I was fortunate enough to spend so many years with the most wonderful person, okay? Lost her a couple of years ago, and she's still in my memory, and she was the best. And here's the thing. You now have an opportunity to be with the best, okay? Because Bernadette is, she's just a beautiful person. She really is. And I kind of get choked up when I talk about that, because I want you to be as happy as I was happy. And I've also found someone in my life now who makes me very, very happy. So laugh every day. Have the best life you can possibly have. And I have to ask you one more question.
One question.
I'm going to be the best man. How much does that pay?
Well, you have to pay me.
Oh.
This is a celebrity appearance job. You have to pay me, which means we'll trade some pizza and $15.
I think I'm going to be busy that day.
Just all you have to do is hand me the ring. That's all. And then later on, propose a toast and say how wonderful I am and how lucky Bernadette is.
Okay, I can do the Bernadette part, but I'd have to kind of make up a few. You know what, though? Seriously, people don't. I don't think even some of your closest friends realize how nice you are. Okay, because I think sometimes you come across as, you know, a little bit gruff. Okay. But you, when you like a person, you really like them, and you do anything you can for them. And I think that
That's very important, you know, because you're in a position where, you know, you can slough people off, you know, I don't want to hang around with you. And you mentioned the way people treat you, that who know you, who really know you. So stay healthy, my friend. I'll see you at the wedding. Fortunately, I won't have to see you until then, okay?
Well, that'll be nice. Let's keep each other at a 6-foot distance.
Goodbye, my friend.
Goodbye, Dan. Thank you very much. While Dan was talking to me, this little yellow wire here kept coming out of my machine. And every time it came out of the machine, I couldn't hear what Danny was saying. She's put that. Okay, that might be better. All right.
He said he was going to sign over his entire counting room to you. I think that was what it was.
That's nice. That's very generous of him, because he's very wealthy. You know? I don't know if you know that. Buzzy, I haven't asked you, but do we have any Facebooks?
Well, Sandy, the let me tell you, we have the contest line has calls on it. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow. So we're getting a lot of calls. That's good.
But I am going to have to excuse myself because the hotline is ringing now. So back to you.
I have one for you, Sandy, and this one is from our friend Joe Chili. He said that he would like to wish you the best. Not only are you a consummate professional, you're a person of character. He has been retired twice, returned to radio. He has been married many times and divorced. Radio is much less painful. Sandy, all things considered, be happy you ended up in Buffalo, because everything happens here a year later, which is probably indicative of what parent company will send you in the final check.
Well, that's very, very nice of Joe Chili, and he's a sweet guy. He really is. If you have a chance and you have an opportunity to know him, take it, because this is going to drive me nuts today, of all days, to have the machine work like this. But let's move this over here. And if that doesn't work, let's get an axe and cut it. There we go. I moved that. There we go. Yeah, when you can hear every other word, it doesn't work out too well. Okay, leave it right there.
Don't move that.
Okay, I won't move. Only my lips are moving. My lips will not touch that wire. All right, when we come back, we want your advice on retirement, because I'll be retired in a couple hours, in 2 hours and 15 minutes. And also your advice on marriage, because I'll be married shortly. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Also, a couple of things. Mike Randall was supposed to do it yesterday, and I was ill. He will do it today. Mike Randall from Channel 7 is doing an interview. It's the only interview that we've granted here, and it'll be good, because he's a good interviewer. So watch Channel 7 tonight and tomorrow and see what they decide to run. And also, on the Facebook page, we have the Sandy Beach regular Facebook page. That's the one with Entercom, the one that's been running. And now we have a new one so that we could keep continuing our discussion. And some of the things that I'd like to do in the near future are kind of let you know where I'm going to be having lunch or breakfast and tell you when, and maybe you'll meet me down there and have something to eat. You'll pay for your own breakfast. I'll pay for my own breakfast, but it'll be a little chance to get together. Let's take a break now on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let us go to line two. Leah is on line two. You're on WBEN.
Sandy, it's Leah Militello. How are you,
my dear?
Good. I'm so happy for you getting married. And I still keep thinking you're like 40 years old.
I wish I were. I wouldn't be retiring. I'd still have another 40 to go.
You never age.
Oh, thank you. You're very sweet.
Well, Bernie's very lucky, and you're going to be a lot of fun and have a lot of happiness. And just whatever you do, just make sure she has coffee.
Yeah, she'll have coffee and laughs. See, I'll have to wind down from what I do on the radio, so I can make her laugh just like I can make Tony laugh, which is great for different reasons, obviously. But we're having a good time, and thank you for your thoughtfulness.
Yeah, it won't be the same without you, but you know.
Well, you're sweet. Thank you very much, Leah.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Such a nice girl. I've got to tell you this story, too, when you're talking about nice people. When Larry Levitt, who owned WBEN, wanted me to come over and do mornings at 102, okay? 102 was having some number problems, and they thought if I put a good team together, we could correct it, okay? So I was negotiating my contract with Larry Levitt, and I told him a couple of things that I wanted. One is I wanted Rob Lucas. Rob Lucas was already on there, but he was doing a nighttime show. I thought he'd be a really good candidate to have as a partner to put together a really good team. And then I said, keep this in mind now. When I was negotiating with him, he'd have given me almost anything that I want because they really needed some help. All right. So not only did I ask for Rob Lucas, I asked for Susan Rose. And he said, why do you want Susan Rose? I said, because she's such a nice person and we're not. It'll be a nice combination. You know what I mean? You can't have everybody the same. And I was a little snarly at times. And Lucas could be snarly at times, but most of the times he's a nice guy. But I'm thinking she would be the perfect newswoman, okay? Now, to show you that this guy would give me anything I wanted in the contract to, in order to sign it, one of the things in my contract was a round-the-world trip on a cruiser, a cruise ship, okay? Round the world. That's nice. And it's expensive, okay? He would give me that, but he wouldn't give me Susan Rose. He just wouldn't do it. He wanted, she was at the time on WBEN, and he didn't want to take her off of that prestigious station and put her on with a clown like myself. So all of these years have been very successful, but I've often wondered what it would have been like had Susan Rose joined us. Because she's such a sweetheart. She's so nice. I don't know anybody in the world that doesn't like her or her family, by the way. The apple falls very closely to the tree. Her dad is like that. Her mother is like that, and her sisters and brother. But so I never got that. I got most of the things that I wanted in contracts, but I never did get Susan Rose. And I never will now that this is my final day. 803-0930. Bernie, what are you putting on there for pictures? Come here. You got to tell me. You said you're putting on pictures of people that I've worked with?
Well, I have a few posts. I have some people you worked with, some people from the media that you've hung around with, some people that are on our trips. I'm trying to group them together, all famous people that you've met or and or interviewed. So I'm trying to put a nice variety so I have some memories.
Good collection. Okay, good. That sounds really good. Buzzy, do you have a Facebook for us, please?
Oh, Sandy, the Facebook posts are hot and heavy. We'll start with Sue. And Sue says, listen to you as a teen on KB. Rejoiced when you came back to Buffalo. So many favorite subjects. The week after Princess Diana was killed stands out. You helped me through that. Best wishes to you, Bernadette, Lucy, Ethel, and Anya.
You know who also used to listen to me when she was a teenager? Under the covers in her bedroom?
Bernadette.
Your fiancé.
Yeah, my fiancé. See, it's one of the gifts of this kind of a job is that young girls take you in their popcorn and their breakfast, and they go under the covers to listen to you because they're not supposed to be. See? That's a real advantage. And she tells everybody that, by the way. Yeah, everybody, no matter who we meet. She was 13. She was in bed with me. I mean, really. Yeah, I mean, that's it.
We edited that out.
Thank you. Yeah, cut number three.
Cut that out.
Get Todd Brody. We need a cut. We need an edit.
Young girl, get out of my mind.
Well, KB, you understand, owned that demo. KB owned it. And I was on it, so that demo listened to me. Yep. All right. Let's continue on with the debauchery on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.